Congratulations. Fantastic test there. You must be delighted. Talk us through it.
Yeah, really happy. Over the moon with him. He's, you know, first time at this level. I made a mistake being a little cautious. I sort of ridden one of the changes a little more aggressively. He was a little tense, which is why I did that, which he showed in the rein back. But those were the two only bits that I'd be not so happy with. But at the same time, we're over the moon with the whole performance. He's come on a level, he's matured, and hopefully he'll keep going.
Are you exhausted? You must be, after the euphoria of Kentucky, but the quick turnaround. How are you feeling in yourself?
Yeah, no, good. I'm fitter than I've ever been and lighter than I've ever been. I got very light for Kentucky. I'm 5 pounds heavier now than I was out there, just because, you know, I didn't think Cooley Masterclass, he hasn't done an event three-day for 3 or 4 years, so I was wondering whether he'd get the distance. So I lost as much weight as I possibly could without making myself sick, and luckily I did get the distance.
Lots of talk already about the cross-country course. We've had awful British weather leading up to this event. What about the ground and indeed the challenge?
Yeah, ground's going to be heavy and very testing at best. It's a long way around, heavy going, big fences and lots of blind angles. You know, it's going to cause its trouble, that's for sure.
Well, number one, that sounds pretty cool, doesn't it?
It's about time.
My goodness, there's a smile from Oliver Townend.
I smile a lot in my private life. I'm just very reserved with you lot. Yeah, no, it's fantastic, and hopefully it'll last longer than it did last time I was world number one.